Welcome back, everyone. Today we're going deep on something I find absolutely fascinating. Boats made of concrete.
Pre-ousment boats.
Pre-ousment boats.
Yeah.
So I have to admit, the first time I heard that phrase, I thought someone was pulling my leg.
It does sound a bit counterintuitive, doesn't it? I mean, we all know concrete is, heavy.
It sinks.
Exactly. And you'd think that'd be the end of the story, but there's a surprising amount of science and ingenuity behind these boats.
Well, let's break it down then, because I am very curious. Like, how on earth does something made of concrete actually float?
Right to the heart of it. It all comes down to, well, two key principles: density and displacement. Now, you're absolutely right. Concrete is denser than water, but a pre-ousment boat, it's designed very carefully to displace a volume of water that weighs more than the boat itself.
Okay, wait, so are we talking about, like, think of a big metal ship?
Exactly, that's a great comparison.
Like a cruise ship, it floats.
Right. And it floats because the weight of the water it pushes aside, it's greater than its own weight. Same principles at work here with pre-ousment boats.
So even though concrete itself wants to sink, the shape of the boat allows it to push aside enough water to stay on top.
You got it.
That is wild. Okay, but I gotta ask, we keep saying pre-ousment, not just plain concrete. What's the difference?
You're picking up on a key detail. So it's not just pouring concrete into a mold. It's way more sophisticated. Pre-ousment is this, like, composite material. Think of it as concrete that's reinforced, and usually it's with a really dense mesh of metal.
Metal mesh. Like what? Chicken wire?
Often, yeah, something like chicken wire. Or similar types of metal mesh. And that mesh is embedded right within the concrete.
So it's not just solid concrete. There's this internal structure.
You got it.
Why is the mesh so important?
It does a few crucial things. First, it gives the concrete tensile strength, meaning it can handle pulling forces, so it's much less likely to crack.
Right, because concrete's not exactly known for being flexible.
Exactly. The mesh also helps distribute loads more evenly, making the whole structure much, much stronger.
So we're talking like super strong, reinforced concrete, but engineered for boats.
Precisely. And, this stuff has a longer history than you might think. Back in World War II, steel was, in huge demand for warships, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
And there was a shortage for other things they needed, like transport ships. So they actually turned to concrete as a substitute.
Wait, concrete ships during World War II? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, completely serious. They built some pretty sizable ships, too. Like, there was the SS Selma, a massive oil tanker built from concrete right here in the United States.
A concrete oil tanker?
Yeah.
That, I would love to see that. So I'm guessing that didn't really stick around after the war ended.
Yeah, a lot of those wartime concrete ships, they were scrapped afterwards.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the experience they got from building them, that didn't just disappear. It kind of sparked this whole interest in, like, the potential of pre-ousment for boat building,
So it wasn't just a wartime stopgap. There was something there that people kept exploring.
Exactly. And that interest, it's still going strong today, believe it or not.
There are people building boats out of concrete right now.
Right now. Yep.
I am amazed. So what makes this material pre-ousment appealing to, like, modern boat builders?
It's got a unique set of advantages, really. First off, it's ridiculously durable. We're talking withstands impacts, punctures, even things like, those marine borers that eat away at wood.
Okay, so they're tough. Anything else?
Another big one, cost effectiveness. Compared to fiberglass or steel, pre-ousment is actually pretty affordable. So it's especially attractive for people who want to DIY their own boats.
That's cool. So it's kind of opening up boat building to people who might not have been able to afford it otherwise?
You got it. And there's one more advantage that's, well, a bit surprising.
Lay it on me.
They're fireproof.
Wait, what? A boat that can't catch fire?
Pretty much, yeah. The concrete itself is naturally fire resistant. So if there's ever an accident, onboard fire, something like that, pre-ousment boats are incredibly safe.
Now that is amazing. A fireproof boat. I never would have thought of that. That's got to be a huge advantage over wood, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. If you were ever caught in a fire at sea, a pre-ousment boat is where you'd want to be, no question.
No question. So we've got durability, affordability, fire safety, and I'm assuming there's more.
You're right. There's even more. Pre-ousment boats also need less maintenance overall, and they're less prone to corrosion, which are big headaches with other materials.
Less scraping barnacles and worrying about rust. That sounds pretty appealing. So I'm guessing all these advantages are why people are still building pre-ousment boats today.
They definitely play a big role. While you might not see them as often as, say, a fiberglass boat, they're a real option and a preferred one in a lot of cases.
So it's not just a novelty. These boats are out there working.
Working and thriving, you could say.
All right, well, I'm hooked. Let's keep digging into this because I want to learn more.
You were saying earlier about less maintenance with these boats, and that kind of piqued my curiosity. What makes them so low maintenance compared to, well, a regular boat?
Well, we talked about the corrosion resistance, right? Unlike metal hulls, which need all that constant painting, anti-fouling treatments, Furisman just doesn't have those problems.
So no more scraping barnacles or worrying about rust eating through the hull.
Pretty much. Concrete, just by its very nature, it's super durable. And those barnacles and those marine bores, they have a hard time latching onto that smooth, hard Furosemen.
Makes sense. That's got to be a relief for boat owners, less time scrubbing and more time on the water. But speaking of the hull, I'm actually kind of curious about the whole construction process. How do you even build a boat out of concrete?
It's a really cool process, actually. It kind of blends engineering and art. So it starts with a framework, usually it's steel or wood, that basically outlines the shape of the hull. You could almost think of it as a skeleton for the boat.
So you're building like a giant mold in the shape of a boat.
Yeah, exactly. And then it gets really interesting. They attach these layers of metal mesh, usually it's galvanized chicken wire or something similar to that framework.
Oh, wow. That sounds pretty intricate.
It is, and it's really important. The quality of the mesh, how it's applied, that determines how strong the hull will be. The mesh is what gives the concrete that tensile strength, prevents cracking. Once that mesh is all set, then they apply a special concrete mixture.
I'm assuming that's not the same stuff they use for sidewalks.
Nope, not at all. This is marine-grade concrete, specifically made to survive in the ocean.
So it's got to hold up against the salt water, the waves, everything the ocean can throw at it.
You got it. Usually higher cement content than regular concrete, and they use special aggregates like really fine sand and additives to make it extra water resistant. And applying it, that's a whole process in itself, usually done in layers.
Layers.
Yeah, each layer is troweled and compacted to make sure there are no gaps, no weak spots.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It is. And it takes a skilled hand to get that smooth finish. Once that final layer is hard, then they remove the mold and you've got the basic hull shape.
So at that point, it's still pretty rough.
Yeah, then it's a matter of smoothing and finishing it, just like you would with any other boat hull, and then they seal it to make it extra watertight.
So by the end, a Furosemen boat can look just as good as a fiberglass one or a metal one.
Oh yeah, definitely. If you've got a skilled builder, there's no reason a Furosemen boat can't look amazing. And of course, under that sleek exterior, you've got that super durable structure.
It's pretty wild to think that something as, I don't know, basic as concrete can become a boat. So who's building these things nowadays?
You see them in all sorts of communities. There's the DIY folks, people who like the challenge and the fact that it's more affordable to do it yourself, build something unique.
So it's a very hands-on approach to boat building.
Absolutely. And you find Furosemen boats in places where maybe getting traditional materials is harder or more expensive.
So it's born out of necessity in a way.
Yeah, in some cases, definitely. The affordability, the durability, it makes them perfect for communities that really rely on their boats for fishing, transport, making a living. And then you've got the adventurers, people who've sailed around the world in Furosemen boats, proving they can handle anything.
A concrete boat going around the world. Now that's impressive.
Right. Makes you rethink what a boat can be.
Before we move on, I gotta ask, what kind of boats are we talking about here? Are these all little boats, or can you build something bigger out of Furosemen?
That's one of the cool things. You can build all sorts of boats with this. Small fishing boats, little dinghies, all the way up to bigger sailboats, houseboats, even barges.
So the options are pretty open. Any unusual uses you've come across?
Floating homes and platforms. Furosemen makes a great base for that.
Wait, so like houses made of concrete floating on the water?
Yeah, it's a thing. Shows you how versatile Furosemen can be. And there's this growing interest in sustainability. And Furosemen might actually be a greener option than some other boat building materials.
That's a big plus these days. It sounds like Furosemen has a fascinating past, and it might have a really interesting future in the boat building world, too.
I think so. It's like this example of how people can get creative, find solutions, even when things are tough. We've covered a lot of ground, the history, the advantages, but I'm still kind of stuck on how these boats are actually made. Can we, like, break down the construction process a bit more?
Of course. So remember we talked about that framework, usually steel or wood, that sets the shape of the hull?
Yeah, like the skeleton of the boat.
Right. And that's where the real magic happens. They take layers of this metal mesh, usually it's galvanized chicken wire, sometimes something similar, and attach it to that framework. It's a very precise process.
Lots of attention to detail, I imagine.
Absolutely. The quality of that mesh, how well it's attached, that's crucial. That mesh is what gives the concrete strength, stops it from cracking, helps distribute the weight evenly. Once the mesh is in place, then they bring in the concrete.
Which we know isn't your average concrete mix.
Exactly. It's a special blend, marine-grade concrete, designed to survive in the ocean. They use a higher cement content than usual and specific types of sand and additives to make it super water-resistant.
So it's got to stand up to salt water, waves, all that.
Exactly. And applying the concrete, that's another art form. They do it in layers, carefully troweling and compacting each one to make sure it's solid, no air pockets or weak spots.
I bet that takes some serious skill.
It does. Not just strength, but a real knack for getting that smooth finish. Once the last layer is hard, then they can remove the mold. That gives you the rough shape of the hull.
So it needs more work.
Yeah, they have to smooth and finish it like you would with any boat hull. Then they seal it up to make it watertight, ready for paint.
So a Fraisman boat can actually end up looking just as nice as a fiberglass or metal one.
Oh, absolutely. A skilled builder can make a Ferrosmint boat that looks fantastic. And underneath that beautiful exterior, you've got this incredibly strong, durable structure.
It's amazing to think that you can start with concrete and end up with something so elegant and seaworthy.
That's the beauty of it, right? It challenges our ideas about what's possible. It gives people the chance to create something unique, explore the world, even live on the water. It really makes you wonder what the future holds for Ferrosmint.
Yeah, it really does. I have to say, after diving into this topic, I'll never look at concrete the same way again. I mean, who knew it had so much potential?
And that's what we love about these deep dives, isn't it? Exploring the unexpected, finding out how things work, expanding our horizons a little bit. Until next time, keep asking questions, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.